All right, not much changed from yesterday. We visited about the game. You know, it was unfortunate, a little bit disappointing, but it's one game, and it's just one you'd much prefer to have won and have this week off, but we didn't get that done, so, you know, bottom line is, for us, it's all about recovery as quick as possible. You know, get up off the mat, dust yourself off, get to work, get ready for the Houston Texans. And we've earned the opportunity to play in the postseason tournament. We're excited about that. And we're going to put a plan together and see how many healthy bodies we can get together and go out and play, compete our butts off. So, questions?
Is that a big concern, the amount of healthy bodies after this?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, we've got a few guys that are banged right now. So, yeah, that'll be getting them as healthy as possible. No, short week doesn't make it any better. But we're excited to be in the postseason, you know. And you know, we'll be energized come game time.
How's Matt feeling compared to yesterday?
Sore. Yeah, sore. Saw him in the training room, but he's sore.
Is there a more specific diagnosis than sore shoulder?
Not really. It's really what it is. I don't know that I didn't get any further details on the I know he had an MRI, but usually if there's a problem, that you know, they come up and let me know. I think it's just sore. I think it was banged pretty good and just sore.
He's able to play. Will he be your starter?
We'll see. We'll see how the week goes. You know, we'll get between Connor and Matt. We'll see, you know, who we can get the most reps, who we feel the most comfortable going into the game.
What do you think of Connor's performance?
I thought Connor was pretty solid. You know, I thought he handled himself pretty well. You know, ball security is so huge that we had a couple ball security issues. That defense is pretty good, and I thought overall, you know, that he did a pretty solid job for a tough set of circumstances, you know, for him. And I thought he handled himself well, given the circumstances.
If Cook has to go, how do you make sure he doesn't get overwhelmed by the moment?
Well, I think it's either way, you know, you're dealing in a tough situation. You know, you're dealing with your backup, maybe a third stringer. So, you know, for us, it's so much more important that we focus on, you know, second and 13, not giving up a 64-yard run, and third and 18, not giving up a 43-yard touchdown on a screen pass. I mean, those are the ways we can help the quarterbacks. You know, the quarterbacks are going to give us what they have and do the best they can, and we've got to play well around them. And we can't expect them to come in and put us on their shoulders. We need them to just come in and do their job, and that's what we'll expect them to do this week.
Is that the thing that's maybe the most surprising in that you know, the talk was without Derek, you're going to have to – all the other areas you're going to have to pick up, and – I don't know if any of them except for maybe special teams and the punts.
I thought special teams was pretty good. I would agree with that assessment. And I think there were a great number of plays that were exactly like they needed to be. You know, rugged tackles for loss and things, you know. But there were a couple plays that just got away from us. And, you know, where the tackling was poor. And I don't know that I've seen tackling like that all year. So I was a little surprised by it. But, you know, look, it was one day. You know, that's the way I have to look at it. It's one day, for whatever reason, we were off, and we didn't play well, and lost the game. And so, you know, what I know about this game is win or lose, whether you're feeling good and you know, people are praising you and patting you on the back, or whether you're getting, you know, you're feeling bad and you let an opportunity slip away, you have to get on to the next game. And that's where we are, and we'll get ourselves ready. I would think at some point we'll add somebody, whether it's on the practice squad or on the active roster at some point, I would think we'll get another guy in here.
Do you think it would be an advantage for Connor later in the week to know whether or not he was going to be the starting quarterback?
Maybe not. Might want to wait till halftime and just throw him in there. No, I mean, you know, it's, you know, there are two ways of looking at it, you know. So I think, you know, obviously – you know, the weight of, oh my gosh, this is your first start and it's going to be the playoff game. That's a big, you know, that's a big one to bite off. So, You know, whether that is the case or whether he comes in a backup role, we'll see. But we're going to work through the week the best we can, you know, see what we have health-wise with our team and then make that determination.
Had Matt played before he got banged up?
Well, you know, it could have been a lot better. I think, you know, the one glaring miss was the one to Coop that, was an obvious, in all likelihood, a catch and run for a touchdown. You know, so that was a big one to miss on. I thought he had, you know, a couple decent throws earlier in the game, and you know, the one to Crab on the sideline was a pretty good throw. He just didn't come up with it. It was tight coverage. And so, you know, we had some of those opportunities. I thought it was just okay. You know, we didn't run it the way we need to run it. And to me, we didn't run it enough. I mean, Latavius ends up with 5 carries. How's that happen? It wasn't a great job of executing, you know, by the Oakland Raiders. So, you know, that's what it is. You know, we own up to it, and we're gonna put it behind us as quick as possible and move forward.
Did you think that Matt was pressing at all yesterday?
Yes, I think he was. I think the magnitude and the opportunity. I think he pressed a little bit, but at the end of the day, was that the end? You know, was that the end all and be all? And no, I think, you know, it's a team game. You know, I think, you know, we made it harder. You know, we go out and let the opening drive go down for a score. That's the worst thing you can do for an offense that's playing with a new quarterback. You know, now they're feeling more pressure than they need to feel. So the reality is, as a team, we've won all year as a team. We lose as a team. It wasn't a good day for us. And sooner we can kind of put that behind us and start focusing on the Houston Texans and the opportunity there, you know, the better and the more healthy we'll be going into that game, because I think that's big for us. So we've got a good team. We've got a good group of guys. And there were a lot of good, positive plays that were made yesterday, but there were a couple kind of really ugly plays that kept us from realizing, one of our number one goals. Yeah, tomorrow's kind of a Tuesday-Wednesday combination day in terms of mental work, and then we'll go from there with a fairly normal lead-up to the game.
There'll be some physical stuff tomorrow on the field. It won't be like a walkthrough situation.
It'll be fairly light. Okay. It'll be closer to walkthrough than It'll be closer to walkthrough than it will be a full padded practice.
After getting a glimpse of what it looks like though without Derek, how do you guard against the team believing that's going to be what it looks like, that they can't win without Derek?
There are too many great examples of us being just a little bit away from it being a whole lot better. So I think when you watch the tape the way we do and when we show our players in the morning, I think they'll come away with confidence of what it can be. And that starts to me in the run game, and then obviously run the ball and be able to stop the run. Those are the two number one things.
Is Derek going to travel to Houston? Can he travel?
Probably not.
How do you pick up the morale? Because like you said, I mean, there have been some games where Derek wasn't the best, but defense came out with the eye of the tiger. They're very confident, and with how that game ended, mm-hmm. the season finale, you're going into the playoffs. Like you said, there's more pressure. So how do you keep the morale up?
Yeah.
We'll bounce back.
Yeah, we'll bounce back. Yeah. We'll pick ourselves up and go. Yeah, I think, like I said, it's, starts with me, coaching staff, and leaders on the team. And we'll all get it going. We'll all pick each other up and be ready to roll this week.
Is Nate in concussion protocol?
Yes.
Is Carl Joseph any closer to being on the field or
yes.
playing?
Mario Edwards only played 17 defensive snaps. Was that just a matter of what packages that you guys were having, or did you pull him back a little bit?
Yeah, he struggled a little bit. Was sick. Okay. I mean, he didn't so wasn't feeling great, and I think he played 17 or 18 snaps. So he didn't play as much as we had hoped to play him, but he was a little under the weather.
Next man up is kind of a mantra in this mm-hmm. league, but you've been through this a lot as a player
yep.
and a coach. When you lose someone of the magnitude of importance of Derek, how mentally do you put that behind you? I mean, it seems easier said than done.
Yeah, a lot of things are easier said than done, but it's what you do. And it's what we do. And so, you know, if I say that and we go out and play the way we're capable of and win going away, then maybe Coach knows what he's talking about. So it comes into question today because we didn't play that well. And that's natural. You know, questions are going to be asked. That's natural. But what you do as a group of men is you come together and everybody does what they're capable of doing for each other. And you go in with great energy and belief and you keep fighting. And I really felt yesterday, I thought, you know, when we generated that turnover right after a score, I thought, here we go. We're getting ready to do it again. And it just didn't quite materialize there. But, you know, we've got a good group.
You mentioned that missed throw on that deep ball to Cooper. Matt kind of indicated maybe it was a miscommunication and looked like maybe he just kind of missed him. Did you know exactly what happened on that play?
Yeah, he missed him.
I know it's, you know, like playing on a Saturday for a big postseason game when you lose a day of prep and rest and all that type of thing. I know the NFL probably wants unique windows. Does that bother you having to travel
and
play a day or
no? No. In fact, we're well prepared for it. We did it several times this year.
Right.
Oh, Derek can't play. Obviously, he's an emotional leader for this team. So with him not traveling, who do you guys look for, though?
Well, first off, since we're talking about Derek again, I got to give him a shout-out because I know you're watching, Derek. So, appreciate it. Derek came in and lifted me up today, too. Appreciate that, too, Derek. All right, what do you want to know?
Well, obviously, he's the emotional leader on this team.
Yeah.
Who do you look for that leadership role?
Well, I talked about this, I think, the other day, maybe with this group, but, you know, there were a lot of questions asked when Charles Woodson retired, you know, who's going to fill the void? And what I spoke of was the fact that it comes from a lot of different areas, you know, that sometimes when there's a big presence like Charles, one person's not going to be able to, you know, fill that. And I feel like Derek's kind of similar, you know, and even though he's a younger player and all that, I think he's, that void that's created, it provides opportunities for other guys to step up, and that's what's occurring.
I think that was Charles' first time playing defense all year. How do you do?
He did well. Kind of like Darren Bates, you know, those guys are primarily special teams players, and that's really why they're here, and they're really good at it. And Darren was called on earlier in the year to play linebacker and played pretty well in the game, and that's what Trawick did for us yesterday. Did a nice job, you know, made some plays, made some tackles, had some good coverage. So, he played well.
That's all set.
You mentioned a couple times, alluded briefly to how the run game didn't get going.
Yeah.
You ran the ball so well against that same team earlier in the season. How do you explain the difference? Were they completely geared up to take away the run, or was it an execution thing?
Well, I think they were geared up similarly to how they were geared up the last time.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is they got off blocks. We didn't execute the blocks as well. The timing wasn't quite as good, and there were some opportunities for it to be a whole lot better. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you make those blocks, you spring the guy, you start gaining confidence, you start running it, and you stay with it. And plays that were really close to breaking out that don't, that you get away from because they didn't go. And you know, it requires patience. And part of that is, and I spoke to this yesterday, is when you want to run the ball well, you have to move the chains. And we were terrible on third down yesterday. So you know, the best way to get a running game going is to get more opportunities and be able to run it more. And part of that is converting on third.
Do